right, May 20th is the date. I'm very much looking forward to this documentary. And the trailer, which we're going to play the audio from here, it's about a minute long, Fall of Favre. The trailer, Seth, I was already excited to see this documentary that was about all of Brett Favre's peccadilloes after he got done playing football. A lot of it after he got done playing football, some of it while he was still playing football, towards the end of his career. You know, some of his time with the Jets where he got a little frisky with his cell phone, you know, and taking pictures of himself and sending them to people he shouldn't have been sending them to, things like that.
So this is mostly about the end of his career and then the aftermath. And then post career.
Yeah.
Do they just say in the trailer whether they address like the painkiller addiction early in his career?
Play it here and we can see. I don't recall seeing that in the trailer. The trailer is mostly centered around Jen Sturger is the young lady's name. That's the lady, and you're gonna hear her. She sat down for this documentary. So that's
She was the Jets
she's a game day host. She was the in-stadium host. Yeah, she was the girl at Florida State that got a lot of attention. Brent Musburger pointed her out at a game and she was one of the first people to rise to viral fame. And
but she's the one that Brett Favre sent the picture of his
His ding dong to. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So you'll place that the bathing suit covers.
Yeah, so you'll hear her in this. They address the Mississippi welfare funds in this as well. Take a listen. Here's the trailer. Follow.
Everybody wish they could be an NFL quarterback. You get all the notoriety. You know, you get paid all the money.
Brett Favre was a cult-like, iconic figure.
People say he was a football god.
There are a lot of reasons why you might question Brett Favre's inner goodness.
Allegations that he sent lewd texts and photos to a New York Jet employee.
Brett Favre ultimately destroyed my life.
In the life of Brett Favre, not everything is what it seems.
He starts to go through life thinking, I can do whatever I want. At what level does that stop?
I was at a game and someone said Brett Favre wanted my phone number. And I just kept saying no. I started getting text messages. And then I started getting voicemails when I was like, oh, I'm in serious trouble here.
Walter, I had to come up with that.
Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that he got caught up in a federal welfare misappropriation scandal.
You take money intended for the poorest. I don't know how he sleeps at night.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
And there you go. That's the trailer for Fall of Favre. This is going to be interesting. I think it was Peter King who said that towards the end, like a lot of times people just, I'm paraphrasing what was said, but oftentimes with their heroes, people want to bury their head in the sand. They don't want to know all this stuff.
Right, right. No, and it's a little bit of just like, that's the part with Favre where, all right, there's the football side of things. And then, you know, in a previous and bygone era, then you retire and you go off into the shadows and show up at a banquet every now and then.
Right.
I'm not denying that any of these things are true or anything like that. There is a part of me, maybe this is a character flaw in myself, where I'm like, I just prefer, like, once a guy's been retired for 20 years or so, that I don't want to think about Brett Favre anymore. Not to excuse anything that he may have done, as long as he just agrees to be part of the contract too and doesn't show up every Sunday on my TV screen.
Yeah.
Or whatever, what have you.
So will you watch this?
Probably not that I don't think it'll be interesting. I've just got other stuff on my playlist.
You do?
I got to get to before I get to a Brett Favre documentary.
I will watch this. I will watch this with popcorn. Brett Favre documentary.
This is the kind of thing, this is what I'm cautioning you against. I think it's going to be the kind of thing where you're watching it and you already know everything that's in the documentary. Okay. Remember the Astros, a lot of the stuff that came out of the Astros were, hey, we're going to, the book that came out about the Astros and about the garbage can era and all that. In the long articles, you read it and you'd be like, okay. It's like basically review before a chapter quiz or something.
Yeah.
If you've already lived through it. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, I will predict that you, after this, are going to say, oh, yeah, this is a reminder of all the dodgy stuff that Brett Favre has done, but there weren't any revelations.
You think it'll all be stuff that I've known, that I know already? It'll all be, okay. Now, keep in mind, I didn't know what the Riverdance was yesterday. So
that's true.
You know,
but that was because that was one of those curious parts of you've got a really, really good memory, but except for some things that are that just curiously.
I think weird blind spots. Yeah.
Because you remember so many sports things so well.
Yeah.
There's some other things that there's just new. There's no room for in your brain to get booted out.
Yeah. The hard drive is not unlimited. So, yeah, I think you're maybe so. It's like an hour. It's probably an hour long documentary. I'm not. If it's a waste of time, it's a waste of time, you know?
You know what it is? I think that by and large, most NFL fans know that, all right, listen, yeah, I've already, you know, Brett Favre occupies a certain part of my brain, and I've already thought about those things, and I don't need to think about it anymore. That's how I feel about it. Like, I'm not, I know that he did a lot of really shady and dodgy stuff, and that's just kind of who he is.
Yeah. No, I'll watch it. I'm guessing they're having watch parties for this in Chicago, Detroit, maybe Minnesota even, where he played some good football but blew their chance at getting to a Super Bowl.
Weirdly, some pockets of Green Bay perhaps as well.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Just like Aaron Rodgers, there's a complicated relationship with Green Bay and both those quarterbacks.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of people out there that dislike Brett Favre that will hate watch this thing for an hour gladly. So have you, you and I think had said we were going to do this. Have you watched the Quincy Avery documentary yet?
No, I haven't watched the Quincy Avery, the quarterback's coach documentary.
Yeah.
I haven't. But just a real quick cautionary tale for just people out there. The one thing that you can glean from the Brett Favre experience, when you're a middle-aged guy, and Brett Favre was the equivalent of a middle-aged guy in terms of quarterback years. If all of a sudden you find yourself in a different city and your family's not around, just be on alert for your own. There's a lot of things that you've tamped down, perhaps in your personality that you completely you forgot about or what have you, or you haven't been tested with it in a long time. Like it's been a long time since you were, you know, in a relationship, but also going out a lot and everything.
Yeah.
And you just some of those guardrails for keeping your personal life in order.
Yeah.
They're gone, and you got to be conscious of it.
Good
and
advice.
I feel like Brett Favre when he showed up in New York, it just felt like one of those classic situations. It's almost like you're a freshman in college
in New York.
Like, hey, no restrictions, and I got like, oh wow,
right?
I can do whatever I want at night
of all cities, right? Too like he's going from Green Bay where everything closes at 9.
Yeah.
To, you know, although he was probably able to keep some of the places open, I would imagine, you know, with the, you know, he's Brett Favre, to New York, which is the opposite end of the spectrum. No, that's a good point. Buy a book. You know, buy a book. Stay in your room. Buy a book.
Go to a Bible study or something.
There you go. Brett Favre
Bible
study.
You got to fill in the free time with something.
That's right.
And,
All right. Payne and Pendergast.
As far as the quarterback documentary with Quincy Avery, I've not watched it yet. Did you?
No, I've not either.
Okay.
I've not either.
It's our weekend. That's all right. The draft was kind of occupying my attention the last
couple
of weeks.
Same. Yeah,
sorry.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. You're more interested in the Quincy Avery documentary than you are the Brett Favre documentary. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I am. I'm not interested, all that interested in either of them, really. The problem with so many of these documentaries used to be kind of They were held to a higher standard. They didn't make any money, and they just kind of they tried to keep almost a journalistic integrity about it.
Yeah.
Where now so many of them are just the subjects of the documentary are getting paid, and you see a polished version of everything.
Listen to you docu snob.
Garrett Heinrich texted. He said in quotes, "Leave retired athletes alone." Probably a guilty Seth Payne. That's what
Seth is sticking up for his people. Retired
don't go
athletes.
Digging around these retired professional athletes' closets. Dang it!
Please. All right, Payne and Pendergast. People winging. Justin Watson's been to the last four Super Bowls. Thank you. Yeah. That's why he's on the squad. He's been to the last four. Yeah, because he was on.
Thanks, Ed Reed, thinking that got us into that pickle.
Yeah. Is he going to get hip surgery in a couple of weeks? Thank you very much.
It is a good point in terms of trying to have as many guys as possible on a team that have championship experience.
Know what it looks like. Yeah.
There's an element there where I think those guys have kind of like a different set of expectations hardwired in, and that also because they can speak because they've been to the mountaintop and they can tell guys that, hey, it's worth it, or hey, we've been through adversity and all this sacrifice and hard work, it's totally worth it. It is good to have as many of those guys as possible.
I think that's the reason CJ Gardner-Johnson is on this team. Because they did not have an acute need at safety, and they went and got CJ Gardner-Johnson for about $9 or $10 million a year is what they're paying him. So I think that's why he's on the team. All right, this making around the internet, I don't know what we call it, a meme or a topic that's made its way around the internet in the last 48 hours. We talked about it at the end of the show yesterday with the guys on In the Loop. One gorilla versus 100 unarmed men, who would win? J.P. Hovey, who is part of the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, Will Compton and Taylor Lewan, he has the list of 100 humans that he would recruit to try to win the battle to beat up one gorilla. The guys with Houston ties on this list, do they belong on this list? And his approach to this is really, really funny. We'll go through the list. See if you agree with us on this. 100 men or 100 people versus one gorilla. Which Houstonians would be on this list? Text in if you want to add some. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. We'll do that coming up next. Stay there.